will all come to the time of the plagues. Question number 56. If the church is to be purified before the close of probation for the world and remain pure thereafter without any sinners in it, as the shepherd's rod teaches, then how do you harmonize this with early writings, page 71, which says, some will come up to the time of the falling of the plagues and then see that they needed to be hewed and squared for the building? Answer. There are other statements from the author of early writings which bear even more positive evidence that God will, before that time, have a church pure and true. See The Great Controversy, page 425, Prophets and Kings, page 725, Testimonies, volume 5, page 80, Isaiah 52:1-2. As these several statements with reference to a preliminary purification are just as true as the one in early writings which seems to negate a purification, one cannot honestly disregard them and give consideration only to it. Let us remember always to observe the inviolable rule that an interpretation of one inspired statement must harmonize with all other related statements. Some who are anxious to risk present truth on the weight of what one inspired statement seems to say or imply are thereby presumptuously or very ignorantly overlooking the weight of evidence. Others are doing this through short-sightedness, while still others are doing it to prop up certain cherished ideas of their own. The basic foundation for the no preliminary purification doctrine is built, not upon solid rock, but upon the same shifting sand as that which underlies such as the erroneous ideas of the conscious state of the dead, the eternal torment of the wicked, baptism by sprinkling, Sunday sacredness, and the millennial age of peace on earth. Since truth is progressive, and since the purification of the church had not yet been revealed when the statement in early writings was written, the danger foretold, and the counsel given therein could not possibly have been stated in terms other than those then familiarly comprehended. All were thus plainly forewarned that if they continued sinning, then after the close of probation for the world, the plagues, of which they already had some understanding, would be their recompense. So for the Lord to have explained the matter in early writings as he does through the rod today, he would have had to reveal, out of due time, when early writings was being written, the message which is applicable only to the church for today, and which we are now therefore receiving. In the last analysis, the unrepentant sinners, who are now in the church, may never see the seven last plagues, while others, who are now in the world, will in the time of the loud cry yet have opportunity to be squared for the building, and be treasured with the living stones, or else to suffer the consequences of the plagues. No one should have difficulty in seeing this now, for all those to whom early writings primarily spoke are already dead, though the plagues are yet in the future. Furthermore, there is much more light to come concerning the truth of the seven last plagues, and when it comes, we may again see that we have many lessons to learn, and many, many to unlearn. Testimonies to Ministers, page 30.